Merry Christmas, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries Bible Study. This is Message of the Bible, Lesson 15. I am Elder Faye, your teacher for the Message of the Bible series. This is Lesson 1 in a series of lessons on how our salvation is laid out for us from the cradle to the cross, from the cross to the grave, and from the grave to the sky or the heavens, where he now sits on the right hand of the Father and intercedes for us. On this most holy of holiest day, Christ the Savior is born. Let us make up our minds before we move forward on this day. Are we celebrating the holiday, or are we celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? If you are counted among those who are celebrating the birth of Christ, then rejoice with me as we follow the shepherds as they visit the cradle, a term more familiar with us, the manger. In Luke, the second chapter, the 1st through 36th verse, tells of Christ being born of Mary. Let's listen. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the entire world should be registered. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, and to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloth and laid him in a manger, because there were no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, goodwill toward men." So it was when the angel had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." So come with me. Let us follow the shepherds as they seek out this thing that has come to pass and praise and glorify God with them. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it was told them. But Mary kept quiet, treasuring their words and pondering them in her heart. Mary couldn't seem to grasp all of this at once. This child she had just given life to was actually there to give life to her, to give her eternal life. Not only her, but to the whole world. We too should feel that same inability to grasp the awesomeness of the first encounter with our Lord and Savior. When we realize just what his birth means to us. If you have not experienced it yet, then I encourage you, don't stop until you do. So it is there. It does exist. Glory to God. Let's continue. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. So moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple court. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. We can clearly see in this verse that Jesus came not only for the Jews, but for the Gentiles also. Let's move ahead. The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary's mother, This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. And a sword will pierce your own soul too, Mary. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Penuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage and then was widowed until she was 84 years old. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, my God, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at the very morning, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. These are people who believe God, and they waited for God to answer them. Let's continue our journey and worship with the wise men from the east as they set out to seek the Savior. The three kings recognized Jesus Christ as the Messiah while he was still a child and traveled thousands of miles to worship him. Relentlessly following a star. They were so assured that their search would lead them to Jesus, they bought gifts that symbolized Christ's identity and his mission on earth. Gold for a king, incense for a god, and myrrh used to anoint the dead. They traveled this long way. It was sometime after his birth. That started me just thinking, and it should make you think, how long would we be willing to search for Christ? How many miles would we be willing to travel to find Jesus? When we seek God by faith with sincere determination, as the wise man did, we will find him. He's not hiding from us. He wants to have an intimate relationship with each of us. Look how gracious God is to us. We don't have to travel miles to find Jesus as the wise man did. As a matter of fact, we don't have to move a step from where we are right now. Listen as Paul explains to us in Acts, the 17th chapter, the 26th to 28th verse. And he has made from one blood every nation of man to dwell upon the face of the earth, and has determined his pre-appointed times and the boundaries of his dwelling, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. Let's follow this amazing story of the three wise men in the book of Matthew. In Matthew, the second chapter, the 2nd to the 23rd verse, it reads, "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the child was to be born. So they said to him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophets, But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are not the least among the rulers of Judea, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also. When they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star that they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These wise men paid Jesus the kind of respect only God deserves, bowing down to him and worshiping him. God honored these wise men by warning them in a dream to go home by another way and not to return back to King Herod. Let's continue. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. As I thought about this, I could see in my spiritual mind, my spiritual eyes, this parallel between us and the three kings. After the three kings met Jesus, they were divinely warned not to go back the way they came. So it is with us. When we see and find Jesus, we are changed forever. God will show us another way. We cannot go back. Our whole way of life. Let's continue in Matthew. Now, when they had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, take the young child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he rose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry, and he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem in all his districts from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted because they are no more. Now Herod was dead. Now, when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel. For those who sought the young child's life are dead. Then he arose, the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the region of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in the city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled, as was spoken of by the prophet, he shall be called a Nazarene. So, what exactly is it that we receive or gain from Isaiah, the 9th chapter, the 6th verse, we started our last Bible study, the introduction to this Bible study? For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. Let's look at what the Lord tells us. Belong to us for belonging to him. We're going to take a look at it at and examine the 103rd Psalm for this answer. We start by telling us first to bless our Lord with all of our being. Let's listen. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. We got some benefits here to remember. Who forgives all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases, who redeems our life from destruction, who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. What more could we ask from our Lord and Savior? We should make a habit of repeating this psalm over our lives every day until it becomes a reality. Have a blessed Christmas. And please join me in our next Bible study message as Jesus makes his way to the cross to seal our salvation. May the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. And may the Lord give you peace. Merry Christmas.